Oh, Robbie, good morning. How good's it been to have the Premier League back? How are you?
Yes, that's fantastic. Brilliant.
What have you made of the opening few games since the resumption?
Look, it's a little bit like everything at the moment. You know, the empty stadiums, so the atmosphere is different from what we're used to, of course. So, but all in all, the quality, different teams have come back at different levels, you know, and Sheffield United were a classic example. They've come back and lost their first two games and, don't look like the side they were before. The break because of the coronavirus, and that's the way it happened. Liverpool looked rusty. Manchester City looked fantastic, but the points gap's going to be too much.
Yeah, we'll get some tips a little bit later for tomorrow's games, Robbie. But
yeah, well, don't make it too much later.
Well, you got to go somewhere.
Well, I'm dropping the kids. I'm following them to school.
Oh, beautiful, mate. You must be confident about Friday's bid for the World Cup being announced in
our favour. Very confident and very excited, and perfect timing because, the game really needs a boost. And believe you me, the Women's World Cup has become a massive event now. Over 1 billion people watched the tournament in France, where the Matildas weren't great, to be honest, but were a part of it at home would be absolutely sensational and give not only women's football, but the whole game a massive boost because it's such a big event these days. And, when you think we're doing world first in women's football to a large extent, where Matildas are the highest paid women's team in the world, they're higher paid than the Socceroos now, the Matildas. So that shows you how far we've come. So it would be be fantastic for this group, this generation, to have a World Cup on home soil. And indeed, as I said, for the whole game.
Five games tomorrow morning, Robbie, in the Premier League. Liverpool in action against Crystal Palace. Man United against Sheffield United. Any leans in any of these games?
Well, first and foremost, a massive loss to West Ham this morning. They're fighting relegation, my old club, and they lost against Spurs. Harry Kane on the score sheet, and that's not good for West Ham and Brighton, who are talking about teams that have come back bright. Well, Brighton certainly have, because they've drawn at Leicester City, who are obviously coming third at the moment. So that's a big result for them. I expect Liverpool to bounce back tomorrow after a rather lackluster draw against Everton. And that's obviously some interesting games. We've got Manchester City and teams fighting relegation. That's what it's all about at the moment.
What's wrong with Arsenal, Robbie?
Well, some of their teams have come back in horror form. I just look at Arsenal and I look. It doesn't inspire you. I don't know what happens at Arsenal. This can be traced right back to Arsene Wenger league. It's just been, it's been a really tough time for Arsenal fans. And this season, they're just looking, so out of depth, so off the pace that, their position at the moment. I think they'll lose at Southampton tomorrow morning. That's how bad I think they're going. And that's not to say that Southampton's easy accent rules, because it's not. But, normally when Arsenal go anywhere, they're going to the other big clubs, they're pretty much favourites. But Southampton had a very good win first up, 3-0 as well. And that was away from home, so I'm picking Southampton to beat Arsenal.
What about Man United? $1.42 favourite.
Man
Sheffield
United could win.
Yep. $7.50 outside of Sheffield United. Newcastle, Aston Villa.
Newcastle, Villa in deep relegation problems, and I think they'll be too good for them.
Wolves and Bournemouth, Robbie?
Wolves are in super form. They've come back 2 wins on the bounce, and I expect them to get against, as I said, a lot of relegation clubs fighting for survival in tomorrow's games, and I don't think that any of them are going to get any joy.
And lastly, the other game tomorrow morning is Norwich up against Everton.
Yeah, well, there's another relegation. They're probably the ones that are dead set down at the moment, and they might get a draw against Everton, but that would be best.
Okay, mate. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's absolutely superb. See you later.